Okay, let's have a question for Andrew. Let's kick off. Let's kind of go deep into the world of dark matter. So Stephen Cornish on Facebook has asked a question. He says, dark matter, it's invisible to the naked eye, but has no one exhausted using different ways of viewing it, such as infrared, ultraviolet light? So maybe if you could explain very briefly, what is dark matter? And then why can't we see it?
Oh, yeah, we're starting with the deep stuff.
Yeah, no, right? That's a nice, neat, short question.
I mean, dark matter is this extra stuff that we think has to be in the universe. We really can't make sense of what we do see out there in the universe without supposing there is some extra stuff that we can't see. And the reason that we think it's got to be there is by watching the way that stuff moves around. Perhaps most famously, the way that stars move around inside galaxies. They kind of whirr around inside their galaxies really fast. And that tells us that something has to be making them whirr around that fast. We think it's the pull of gravity, but the pull of gravity just wouldn't be strong enough from the stuff that you can actually see directly. So we suppose, okay, there must be some extra stuff there that we just can't see.
This is basically the stuff that makes the maths of the universe work. You know, this must be something balancing it up, and you assume that's dark matter.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, galaxies are just one example, I should say. You know, there are a load of examples where this extra stuff, you know, about five times more stuff than we can actually see, it just makes everything balance up much better.
So why can't we see it? I mean, clearly it's dark. So how would you see it?
Right. Well, people have tried in many different ways. And so, to you know, the question I think was asking,
have we exhausted all the ways of doing
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And I suppose the short answer is no, we haven't actually exhausted all the ways. We've looked pretty damn hard, though. We've looked in many, many different types of light. So you have things like infrared light, microwave light, you have ultraviolet light, you have all these different types of light. And we have looked in all of those to see if we can see it. And the answer is pretty uniformly no. But if our theories about what is dark matter are correct, and we do have some ideas about what it might actually be, then perhaps it should actually turn up. Occasionally, you might be able to see it as in the form of gamma rays. So gamma rays are a very, very high energy type of light. That's where we think the best place to look is. And people have been trying to do this experiment. There are gamma ray telescopes, which you can look into space with. And they particularly look at the center of our galaxy, where we think there's a big concentration of dark matter.
Weren't people building a big dark matter detector deep underground, though, Andrew? The rationale being that if you build it a long way underground in, say, an old gold mine, kilometres down, the overlying rock is going to filter out lots and lots of radiation that might fool you into thinking you're detecting dark matter, making it easier to spot.
Right. That's absolutely correct. That's what we call direct dark matter detection. So that's trying to find the actual particles, the bits and pieces that actually make up dark matter as they come through the Earth. But when we look in gamma rays, we're trying to see what we call dark matter annihilation. So these particles actually colliding with each other and turning into energy in the form of light, and this very high energy light. And we're looking to see that using these gamma ray telescopes.
But presumably, to answer our questioner, no one's seen it yet.
Nobody's seen it yet. They think, some people say maybe we've seen hints, but there's certainly nothing that everyone agrees on.